Okay, music there from Enugama from his recording called River. And you are tuned to 90.3 WZBC in Newton. And this is Victor Robert Venskus. And it is now time for Expanding Awareness, in which I often do conduct live interviews regarding aspects of the paranormal. I might feature a program regarding holistic health. We cover progressive ideas, animal rights from time to time. And with us in studio is Catherine Deputat, and she is a longtime literary midwife, and we'll talk about what that means for those who have no idea. And she's a writer, a photographer, a clarity worker, an energy worker, and she is the founder of Clarity Work and Love's Freeway, as well as Boston Reiki Healing. And she offers hands-on and distant treatments on a love offering basis in the Boston area and worldwide. And she's a proponent of writing as an athletic and spiritual practice. She's author of several books, including Love's Way, Reflections and Practices, Earth Church, and Clarity Now, Simple Steps to Your Perfectly Clear Answer. And she also publishes frequently at lovesfreeway.com and also on bostonreikihealing.com. And we're going to discuss all of these various aspects that she works with. Okay, good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Victor.
Okay, now one question that I get from a lot of people, I do psychic reading and tarot card readings, is I'm stuck. How do I get unstuck? I feel stuck in my life.
That's great. My specialty. I was just asked at Linda Clave's art opening last weekend by a young man, what is the main cause of most people's being stuck? And it was simple. Simply thinking their answer is outside of themselves and looking for it there. So clarity work, which is not something, I feel like it came through me rather than I created it. It is a method for getting to the bottom of the static or the dust, if you will. So the answers are there, but oftentimes they're not visible because all that interference is in the way.
Now, is there always an answer? Or does a person need to experience stuckness, like an astrological influence? Like one would come to believe that you can't make a decision at a certain point in time.
There is, I feel like opening. I'm inches away from finishing a book about all of this, so it's
right.
Very, very active in me right now. So I feel like I want to open to page 45 and tell you all about that. There are times when it's not time.
Okay.
And it's just not time. Clarity is available. That's clarity, finding out that it's not time for something. So there's procrastination and there's timing. So there are those two aspects of it. However, most answers that we walk around saying, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, as far as our clarity in life direction, what has me keep choosing these bad situations, why did the, you know, patterns. There's a root, there's a source to that, and that's what I do in clarity work, is get to the bottom of it.
And how does one get to the bottom of it?
Listen. That's the main word, listen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an especially clear vessel, if you will. I've gotten so much out of the way that when I'm with a client, I'm basically being them. So I get to be them without the static there. So I can experience what they experience without the interference, and then offer what I see. And then when I offer what I see, that's the aha point of the clarity session typically. And then the client sees something they've never seen before, and it's a turning point.
or give us some examples that might be that where you may have affected a more, let's say, dramatic result in your work.
In clarity work?
In clarity work.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there's... to me, the dramatic result is someone comes to me convinced. It's not one person, it's many, so I'm going to be generalize a bit.
Sure.
Some people come and say, I really don't know. And I tell them, what do you want to leave with? And they can't even say what they want because they feel so far from knowing what they want. And I'm sitting there knowing that they know. So it starts right there. I know that they know, and they know that they don't. So what's so dramatic to me is, and so beautiful to me, is seeing again and again the wisdom of the human heart and spirit, and the knowing, you know, the gnosis knowing, not the I know it all knowing. So that by the end of the session, or at least by a month later, it's either... sometimes it takes a little while for it to settle in. We have a follow-up call a month after a clarity session. It's one session. This work is done in one long session. And I feel like I'm talking to a different person. So as soon as they call, as soon as the client calls, I can hear in their voice, first of all, whether they've done their homework or not, because some people don't. If they haven't listened to the session, again, I record the session so they can... work with it over that time and forever after, however long they need to. If they have not listened to that, the clarity can disappear. It's such a, if you've been 20 years at something, there's a pattern that's been around for a long time, and you have a 3 or 4 hour session and you get clear and then go away and never revisit that, it's kind of like reflex sets in. And the muscle reflex sets in, but with the recording, they get to build a new muscle, if you will, and so that again, I feel oftentimes when the person has done their homework and has acted on the clarity that they got in the session, it's very, very apparent. It's very clear in their voice. They're just relationships changing. Freedom in making steps in life that they haven't been able to make before, healings in relationships. I mean, it's my heart, I can feel my heart opening as I'm talking about this. It's a clearing. I mean, that's what I wanted to come in and share about today. It's not even just clarity work. There's so much going on energetically when someone is stuck or thinking they're stuck. The I don't know takes over. So you're being I don't know. The energy is I don't know. So there's no room for knowing. There's no room for clarity. There's no room for that. Like what happened just now with me, my heart opening. And my heart opened because I was feeling as I was speaking what happens with the clients after that aha. That's a long answer.
that's all very, very good. Now, why is it that it seems like humans have this built-in thing of, like, self-destruction? Or the patterns, again. We all see particular people attracting the same kind of person in their, in quote, love life. Let's say it's a woman who attracts an abusive partner, and they split, and then there's another one who also is a very abusive partner. What is that saying about, like, the human condition?
I don't know what it's saying about the human condition, but I know it's what it's saying about the human energy field. That is where this bridges the other parts of my life as well. I started as a writer and a writing teacher and coach. That grew into clarity work, that grew into Love's Freeway, and that grew into Reiki and my Reiki practice as a Reiki master. And so as each of these petals on the flower opened, if you will, I saw more and more about how it all fits together. And now, from an energetic perspective, as an energy practitioner, energy worker, I can see energetically what I didn't necessarily see before. I saw it cognitively, but not energetically. And energetically now, I realize there are... energy lingers, for better or worse, you know, for ill or for good, energy lingers. So even past life-wise... And I'll say, I can say something about past not being past as well, but even past life-wise, I've worked on many a client on the Reiki table who, in their energetic field, in their, like, I'll put my hand on an arm and feel no arm where there's an arm, feel a crushed leg where there's a leg, because there's an energetic imprint from another lifetime. One, in the case of the arm, it was, this man was a soldier in his past life. And I broached this at the end of the session. He says, "Oh yeah, and I was shot at," and he knew that. He already knew he had been a soldier in a past life. And what he didn't know was that there was an argument going on in his arm between his elbow and his wrist. And what had happened, as I moved down the arm, I discovered that by asking, basically, and getting an answer, I have a Stonehenge story about that too. That he had gone to throw a grenade, but he didn't get it off in time.
Oh boy!
Yeah, not good.
I've done that with firecrackers.
Not good at all. So his arm was really angry at his hand. Basically, it's like, "You blew it," and that was lingering to the point where, in this lifetime, his mother broke that arm. I found that out in another session. The order of this is a little mixed up today, but that this is, it all fit together when I saw that he had this injury and it was unresolved energetically. So to answer your question specifically, it's something like that that lingers. There's the cognitive part, because we can't see what we don't see, and we can't unsee what we see once we see it. So this is the thing about clarity work. Something gets revealed. So cognitively, there's new choice, new freedom. But energetically, there could still be an imprint. So that's the beauty of clarity work and Reiki together, from my perspective and in my practices, is if there's an energetic imprint, that can be cleared, can be completed.
There's that line, you can't unring a bell.
Oh, nice. I like that.
All right, talk to us a little more about getting clear. This, to me, seems to be like a never-ending process.
That's a good point, Victor. I love that you said that. It is like house cleaning. You don't dust once or vacuum once and expect the house to stay that way for a year or longer, right, or a month. The dust starts to settle again. So
yeah, I've noticed.
Yeah. So it's an ongoing house cleaning, you know, spring cleaning. I thought I'll come in at spring cleaning time and talk about clearing and clarity, because it's so similar, you know, maintaining ourselves. Clearing. Oh gosh, here's another story. I'm a storyteller, most of this will come in stories.
Sure, feel free.
I was driving back from Reiki that day that the firefighter Michael Kennedy was buried. And anyway, I wasn't so aware until I realized it's bus after bus after bus that was coming in the other direction. And then I noticed the placard on the top saying, FFM Kennedy, rest in peace. And I realized, then I looked closer, and it was firefighters. It was all busload after busload after, I mean, hundreds. It was just like every school bus and every T bus in the city was in that line, it felt. I got home. I noticed it, but I didn't really go into it. And then I got home, I parked the car, I looked out my car window, and I looked at some flowers coming up in the garden, and I felt so depressed. I felt like, what's the point of living? I mean, it's just this depression, this feeling of of hopeless, or whatever, just not hopelessness, but very deep sadness came over me. And thanks to my energy training, I knew enough to pause and say, wait a minute, is this mine? And then I realized, no, it's not mine. The energy of that huge sadness.
Many people mourning.
Yeah, it just passed me on the road, and right. It went home with me. Mm-hmm. So it's things like that. I mean, we cannot so much as look at another person, especially if you spend a long time with someone. If you have a visit with someone, even after interviewing someone here at the radio for an hour, you're looking at them, and at the end you might feel like you start moving your mouth like that, or you start to pick things up from the person you're looking at, because your energy is going into them.
You mirror them.
Right. And so there is, as I said, energy lingers, and there are energetic imprints, and for better or for worse. So if you get ones you don't like, you really want to clear them out.
Now, esoterically, this would be considered like a thought form.
Thoughts are things. Yeah, because it has substance but not physical form. I mean, how can I put my hands on a stranger, you know, someone I've never met, and get all of this information? It's the energy, you know. That's something that's not visible, but it's physical. It's just not visible.
Yeah, I remember one time. I had a profound experience of picking up on somebody's energy on a bus, and like I sat down and I immediately felt like really sick and strange. Mm. And I look up and there's this old drunk, right in front of me, and it's like it just went right through my body.
Yeah, you know? And depending on the person, some people are more. Bleed more than others. You know, I think of madras, cotton that bleeds, the ink bleeds if you put it in water. Mm-hmm. Some people leak out energy more than others for various reasons. I don't need to go into that. But so, you experience that. You experience a moment of that. And that brings up another point in the keeping things clear department. I did quite a bit of traveling last year, hence my mention of Stonehenge, and spent some time in Ireland and Arizona. I have many images around us here about from that, and also a book called Earth's Church that came out of my time in the Navajo country in Arizona. I was in many beds. I slept in many beds over all that traveling, and for the first time, I remembered. For every bed, you know, I remember to clear the bed before I get into it. I never slept so well on a trip. I mean, I was in hostels in Ireland, mm-hmm. one after the other, and it's very disrupting. You know, you're not in the same place every night, you're whatever. So with a pendulum, which I'm holding right now, or dowsing rod bobber, or with sound, or with incense, or, you know, any, there are various ways to do it. You could just use your words if you have if your words have weight. I can say more about that if you want, but to clear these things.
So, okay, yeah, let's go into that a bit more. How about being immune to one's creepy roommate?
Being immune. Wow. Well, oh gosh, there's so much to that. See, this is the other thing about clarity work and what I said about a clear channel. And that's just that I've spent my life getting clear. I'm not bragging about being a clear channel. I'm just saying I've spent my life clearing things out. So when people speak, I hear more than what they're saying. So even in those few words that you just said, there's more than meets the eye. I could say more, like, well, why do you have a creepy roommate in the first place? And why do you, you know, so there's...
He used to pay the rent.
but to just answer your question, that's another maintenance situation. You know, it's like if you live next to a pig farm or a dump or whatever, the smell doesn't go away. You know, it's like it's mm-hmm. a constant you need to constantly deal with it. So two things I would recommend to answer your question. One would be the regular clearing. I clear my bed every morning when I wake up, for example. Blessing is incredibly powerful and helpful in this situation or in most situations. Blessing anything. I bless all my food before I eat it. I bless people who are giving me a hard time. I bless immigration officials when I'm trying to get into a country for the third time when I shouldn't be, and things like that. Blessing is huge. Bless your creepy roommate and all his creepy habits. But there also is. I don't like the word protection. That's why I'm hesitating. But as a Reiki master, I was trained to put on a little coat, if you will, before each session, so that I don't take home energies that I don't, or illnesses or whatever that don't belong to me. So there, by intention, you could protect yourself, but put on your anti-creepy roommate coat and be less affected, actually. So there's two parts. You can approach it both ways, actually.
Okay, good. Okay, I want to remind you that you're listening to Expanding Awareness, and this is Victor Robert Venskas with you, and with us in studio is Catherine Deputat, and she's a longtime literary midwife, a writer, a photographer, a clarity worker, and she is author of several books, including Love's Way, Reflections and Practices, Earth Church, and also Clarity Now, Simple Steps to Your Perfect Clear Answer. And if you want clear answers on a particular situation that you're dealing with, maybe you yourself feel like you're too empathic and are affected by other people's energy, why don't you give us a call here at 617-552-4686. 617-552-4686, and I'll be glad to put you on the air with Catherine Deputat, and we are talking about energy and how we're affected by our environment and other people, and I guess I'll say again how to protect yourself in these situations and not get so overwhelmed. Now, I think most everyone has had an experience of somebody being very angry and like yelling at you, and like for me, I physically feel it in my stomach. Mm. You know, I don't know if I have a question here so much, but maybe you could talk on how the body is affected by someone else's energy.
Well, the simple answer to that is there really is no separation. I mean, we're if you go to the atomic level, there's just atoms. I mean, from all of this equipment in this room to books to, you know, and people and chairs and tables and nature and everything. It's all atoms. So how can we not be affected by anything and everything around us? I will say about anger, with anger coming at you or at me, resistance is the enemy. You know, if you resist it, it's going to really do a number. If you just let it blow by, it's like a big wind. If you push against it,
but you don't have the time sometimes. Yeah. I mean, it's like being hit in the stomach, yeah, like being sucker punched.
Yeah. Gosh, this is reminding me of something recently where, it went with me. And first of all, I'd check, is it mine? And if it's not mine, as soon as I realize it's not mine, it's someone else's that I'm carrying around, it will just go away. If it has gotten in, then it's like take out the bobber or take out whatever tool you're going to use to clear it. And clear it. Just clear it. I mean, I have a spiral pendulum here. I was going to say, people want to... This is just amazing. This is a wonderful little pendulum. I bought it for less than $10. You know, Alicia Aratin, who has been on this show many times, has a wonderful store, and you can reach her store online at Intuitive Dowsing. I think that's the address. I put it here somewhere, intuitivedowsing.com. And then the American Society of Dowsers, ASD, is dowsers.org if you would like to buy something like this. But anyway, this simple little pendulum is... I put my hand out and hold it above, and it will just start spinning in a counterclockwise direction. It's doing it now because I'm not used to being on the radio, so there's like excitation in my body, and as it spins, it's calming me down. So for something like that, I would intend. So this is the asking part. I mentioned asking earlier. Ask whoever. I mean, whoever's doing it or whatever's doing it. I don't even care. But just saying, clear my energy systems now. And there it goes. And the pendulum isn't clearing it. This is the thing. It's just a visual representation of what's going on. So you don't actually even need a pendulum or an instrument. But people saying it and just waiting might not be convinced that anything's happening. So it can help to see something happening visually.
Now, would you recommend that a person work to clear themselves in their environment as opposed to bringing in someone as experienced as you to do it?
Well, do it yourself, and if it doesn't work, call someone. That's what I would say. I mean, we really are... Well, let me say a little more about your... excuse me, your word having power. I cover this in Clarity Now, the book that is just about to be released. And the thing is, if I say things to people, I'm going to be there at 7 o'clock, and I'm not there at 7, I'm there at 7:30, and I never say otherwise. It weakens my word. My word doesn't mean much, you know. Like when you know the expression, "You're a man of your word," or "You're a woman of your word." That is help is critical in this realm of declaration or intention. Because if your word doesn't have weight, the declarations and the intentions and the aren't really going to have much power. So as long as your word does have power, then you can just intend it and or declare it. Clear my energy systems now. I know that that works. I mean, I know that. There's not a particle of doubt. So this is the other thing I said earlier about the clarity session. I'm sitting there knowing that they know, and they're sitting there knowing that they don't know, and that don't know. The don't knowing coming at me can sometimes be very strong. I had one client I still remember from years ago who spent 3 hours pushing against. I was there to help. You know, he's paid me to do this. And then I realized that this was the thing that he did. So that was the clarity, and that broke the whole thing open. But it was hard work. It's hard work to push against something. I lost track of what you were saying, what you had asked me at the beginning. I got so far.
Whether one...
Oh, doing it ourselves or...
One should do it themselves, yeah, or so, have somebody very experienced.
So why I get into that little anecdote is, is if you have particles of doubt, it won't work.
Hmm.
That's what I was getting at there. So there's two parts. There's your word has to have power, and I just gave examples of how and why. And then there is no doubt. So if you can have no doubt that it will work, it will work. So it's like...
And how do you arrive at that?
Yeah. That's why most people call professionals.
Okay.
You know?
All right. The number here is 617-552-4686. 617-552-4686 for your questions, comments, and opinions regarding clarity work. And I guess we're kind of talking about a form of exorcism, are we not?
Well, energetically, sometimes, yeah. And yeah, I like that. I mean, it has felt that way at times. Yeah. I wanted to say a little more about staying clear, too, Victor.
Okay.
We touched on this earlier. I brought a couple of excerpts from the various writings online and otherwise. I have my book here, Love's Way, Reflections and Practices. I was going to... Oh, that's for later. But this one is about the maintenance. So I've written on the Boston Reiki Healing blog about this. You cannot have relief from a story you keep telling. You cannot have lasting relief from a story you keep telling. So the man with the shoulder, the woman with the crushed leg, you know, these clearings that happen are even less dramatically. You know, someone comes and I know that what they came for is resolved, clarity work or Reiki. It's very... how shall I say? Collaboration is the key word. You know, it's they're clear, but will they stay clear? And the collaboration part is this is the quote I was going to read, we are each minute supporting or undermining our well-being according to our choices, thoughts, and beliefs. There's the thoughts again. The body resolves myriad nascent ailments, cancers included, independently all the time. I don't know if people are aware of that, but it's, you know, it happens. This body is healing itself all the time without our help. But we do help by placing our consciousness in a beneficial posture. So I treated a client on Thursday who had a frozen shoulder and quite a bit of relief, you know, movement and clearing happened in the treatment. He got up off the table and he started rubbing at his shoulder again. And I just looked at him and I could see him reclaiming the problem shoulder. He got off the table with the consciousness of, I have a problem in my shoulder. So that's energetically recreating it in the moment, you know, from that moment forward. So I'm often saying to people, to clients, don't take it back now, you know. Be well. You know, when I say be well, it's you are well now, stay well by realizing that you're well and not taking back the what you had when you came in here.
Okay, again the number here, 617-552-4686. 617-552-4686 for your questions regarding getting clear, clarity work, and also if you have questions regarding Reiki. Maybe you yourself are a Reiki practitioner or have had Reiki done or other kind of esoteric healings. Let us know what your experience has been in that area. 617-552-4686 is the number to call for Catherine Deputat.
Do you want me to tell my Stonehenge story?
Okay, and she has a Stonehenge story for us.
Yeah, I don't have to, but...
No, go right ahead, please.
I think it's an interesting interesting story. At Love's Freeway's calendar for April has this image of Stonehenge that I took last September, and talk about an energy treatment. I mean, just having that hanging on the wall is an energy treatment. But I was listening to the audio as I went around the site, and in kind of in the background, I was not so much listening to it as hearing it in the background. And I noticed they kept saying things like, you know, mystery surrounding what happened here, and we'll never know, and all that. I just wrote about this on Love's Freeway if you want to hear read the full story. But anyway, I realized, oh, I can ask. This is the asking again. It's like, you don't have to wonder, ask a clairvoyant. So I asked, and I started to see these robed monk-like people, priest monk-like people shuffling about, and I saw basically this was a, over many eras, I'm sure, it was a site for, kind of used as in the way that we go to churches for ceremonies and for marriages and births and healings and and such. So I saw that that was happening. I saw wizardry. I saw a lot of magic, lots of magic going on there. And of course, it being a power place, the sense of people coming from far and wide, because this is a power place, kind of like people coming to churches or Chartres in France. And, you know, there's a reason that this place is there and has been there for so long. And also, I mentioned the wizardry and the magic and basically a healing place, but also, of course, the worship. And the worship then was to the sun and the site itself being a calendar, of course.
Now, did you ask and receive how it was built?
Oh, I did. I asked about the stones, and I saw levitation by sound. That sound was used.
Yeah. And we can assume the pyramids were built the same way.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, we had a caller online, but they clicked off. Do call back, 617-552-4686.
The other thing...
And keep it ringing if we don't pick up right away.
I just wanted to add at Stonehenge, I also had... There were three nudges. I wrote about this on Love's Freeway if people want to read it. And the third nudge was to ask the energy to come into me and to remain in me for use in my treatments and, you know, for my benefit and the benefit of all who I serve. And that has happened, so...
Okay, we have a caller. Good morning. You're on the air with Catherine.
Yeah, hi. I would like to know the name of Catherine's book or books.
So, Love's Way, Reflections and Practices is a book of photography and writing side by side.
Gorgeous piece of work, gorgeous photography.
Thank you, Victor.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And the other is Earth Church. This one, there's a little bit of an issue with this one. I can't make it available until I get permission from the Navajo Nation. So it's available to view, but not available to purchase at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that I'm just finishing is called Clarity Now, Simple Steps to Your Perfectly Clear Answer.
Uh-huh. They all sound wonderful.
Thank you.
Now, do you make appointments?
Yes, I do.
And how would one go about that?
You can call me at 617-522-2737.
Mm-hmm. 2737.
Or you could write me at Catherine, KATHRYN, at claritywork.com.
Oh, good. Clarity. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So much. I will be in contact.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for your call and your interest. The number again, 617-552-4686. 617-552-4686. Now, that really, the Stonehenge experience really was like quite the vision for you, wasn't it?
It was. It was so beautiful. I mean, it was I was three quarters of the way around the circle, and the place is, I don't know, it's a power place, you know, so it was having its effect on me without my even being aware of it so much. And I wasn't there as a tourist. I'm not much of a tourist. I was there from an energy perspective, you know, curious about that and wanting to experience the place. But be that as it may, by the three-quarter way point, I think it was really kind of working its magic on me, if you will, and... Those nudges, what I'm calling nudges, really felt like, oh, you know, quote unquote divine intervention. You know, they were not. I was kind of visited by these notions, these thoughts. I wasn't really thinking about any of that, but I was prompted to do it, and I'm so glad that I was so grateful.
Now, do you feel that everyone can have this sort of experience just by asking? Okay, one is at a sacred site, to ask what's it about, how it's built, or anything like that?
Oh, that's an excellent question, Victor. That brings up the listening again, and the being clear. So the ultimate answer is yes. I mean, yes, and there is a but, and the but is how clear are you so that you can really hear? You know, life is, I say all the time, life is speaking to us, but are you listening? And also, is there dust or static? You know, you were having trouble with the phone earlier. Static on the line is very, 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 it, you know, causes a lot of interference, and you can't really quite hear what's there. So the more static interference we clear out, the more available that sort of thing is, that we can hear life speak to us.
And how can one be absolutely sure it's not imagination?
You know, you asked about how does one eliminate doubt. For me, speaking from my experience, my Reiki practice has been such a gift in that way, because I get, and clarity work for that matter too, but the energetic work is, as I said, not visible, so it's a little more dramatic. To have, like, in one session, an image of a marine rope, you know, those, the roping that they use on boats, ships. Mm-hmm. That's not even in my brain. I haven't spent time on ships. And to be working on someone and have that image come up at her heart, and the rope, kind of uncoiling, I share all of what comes up with the client at the end of a session, and she just looked at me and she said, my father was in the Navy, and the session was about her father who had just died. And so it's that, the corroboration that I get is, to me, the proof, if you will, of I'm not just imagining, I'm not having a little fantasy. It relates to the person. It's meaningful to them. This has been happening for me for years, and it goes back to my training as the method of writing that I use and that I teach, or have taught for more than 20 years. And it's about listening and following. So I have been, for probably 3 decades now, practicing listening and following. Thinking and leading interferes with that. So the more you listen and follow, the more room there is for things to come in. It's a different posture. It's a receiving posture versus a doing posture.
What is a literary midwife?
So that's basically, I facilitate, help people give birth to beautiful books. So I have a few of them here as an example. These are books that I was coach to the writer of these books, and so the books were born, and they were very generous to acknowledge my part in that, and in some cases saying that this wouldn't exist if it weren't for my help, because it's getting what's in there out is. First of all, hearing what there is to come out is one of the things that I offer as a have offered for so long as a writing coach. I hear beyond what's being said, so I can hear, you know, there's this in there, let it out. And this, again, bleeds into the other parts of my work as well. So the writer, again, static interference. If there's stuff in the way, they can't quite hear, you know, that they'll write something and they'll write it with the static, and I'll see it without the static, so I can help them discover what it is that they want to say.
And this is very different from a ghostwriter.
Oh, yeah. So I don't do the writing. They do the writing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the number here is 617-552-4686. 617-552-4686. Now, isn't what you do basically a psychic reading?
In what?
In the clarity work.
I asked what because I didn't know if you were referring to Reiki or clarity work. From my perspective, both of them are. I mean, psychic reading is language. You know, we're putting language on something. We're attaching words to something that is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's some people would call it that. I feel the same way about the term clairvoyant or clairaudient. Or I've been asked, why don't I use these words to describe myself? And I could, but, I have, you know, I mentioned it on my website, but it's like, whatever. For me, it's whatever. It's just the information is there and I share it.
Now, can you address how you can work and do work with clarity work, with what I'll call psychic work, over the phone?
Oh, I love working by phone. Even with distance Reiki healings, as far as Denmark, I worked on the parents of an intimate person in my life, and whom I'd never met these parents, and so I could here's her daughter, and here's their daughter, and she can relate to the things that come up from the session. I mean, it was a little tricky because I couldn't share it all. I didn't feel it was right. But again, I mean, to be sitting in Jamaica Plain and opening a Reiki treatment for people who are in Denmark, who I've never met, I have only their names and in one case a photograph, and to have all of this come through, it's beautiful, because to me it's so elegantly demonstrates the lack of separation, you know, that I or anyone, you know, we have access to each other. We affect in our just thinking about someone who's on the other side of the globe. I saw something recently that holding someone in your heart affects the brain waves of the person, regardless of where they are. So if you think of someone on the other side of the world, think of Russia, or think of, you know, what's going on in other parts of the world, that we really, it really has an effect. It really, there's no disconnection. There's so much, we can do a lot.
So you would encourage people to pray for world leaders, world events?
Well, there's the blessing again. You can mm-hmm. bless them. That can be demonstrated very easily with dowsing tools, the difference between the energy field of something, of a food that isn't blessed, and then a food that is cleared or blessed. You can see it increases the benefit, you know, the
nutrients.
The nutrients and the benefit of the food. So yes, it's huge. It's just huge. And if you have bad thoughts for someone, goodness gracious, you know, it's
like black magic.
Yeah, it's big, you know. We are very powerful creatures, every single one of us, with every thought. And what we do with our thoughts is is up to us, and that's we have full control, which is the good news. You know, we have full control about our conditions, our physical conditions, our spiritual, emotional conditions, our life conditions. We have full control, and you know, if you think of the law of attraction, and people say, "Oh, they're blaming me. They're saying it's all my fault." No, it's all your. You have the power, and that's good news, not bad news.
All right, my favorite question, and the least favorite for my guest, is what of the matter of fate and free will?
Oh gosh, that
question. An astrologer predicts something's going to happen, and sure enough, it does. Where does the free will part come into it?
Well, I'll be specific. That's the best thing to do. I found out later in life, by way of an astrology reading, and chart reading, and also then subsequent to that, my Mayan birth chart, which is a whole different system, so it's a different kind of a reading, that I'm on track, but as far as what I was put on the earth for. But I didn't get the memo. I didn't have, as most of us don't, you know, we don't have it laid out for us, so you have to kind of figure it out. So in this example, it's like there is a fate here. I'm according to the charts, according to these birth charts, that this is what I'm here for and this is where I'm going. I wish I'd known sooner. That's the simple answer. Is the free will part is how am I going, how gracefully or how clunkily, you know, how awkwardly am I going to find my way in that? And as I said, in my case, I was like walking around with a blindfold. I really had not, I didn't get a lot of, it wasn't smooth and it wasn't easy. It was a lot of pawing around in the dark with a blindfold on. So I think that, yes, there is the fate, and I found, thanks to the fate of it, I found my way. I kept, when I came to listening and following, I listened enough and paid attention enough, because sometimes what I would hear didn't present a very enticing situation. It's, you know, you have to do things you don't necessarily want to do listening, but ultimately the result is a positive result.
Okay, why don't you once again let folks know where they can get in touch with you, and a little bit about each book that you have to offer.
Okay. So there are three websites people can visit to avail themselves of a lot of good energy. Love's Freeway is the first that I would recommend for that. There are visual images. There are loads of images that capture the energy of the earth, mainly of the earth. These are not just pretty pictures. These are energetic. These are energy treatments. So enjoy those. Lovesfreeway.com, all one word. And the writings there that accompany the photographs. Then there's BostonReikiHealing.com. My contact information as far as calling me or emailing me is on all of these websites as well. And then ClarityWork, one word, no S, .com. My phone number is 617-522-2737. And the books... Love's Way is available in the gift shop on Love's Freeway, so you can check that out if you're interested in that. Earth Church you'll have to see me about, because that's brand new, and it's, as I said, I need permission to distribute it from the Navajo. And I was going to offer your listeners a special
right ahead.
Only to the listeners of Expanding Awareness, either live or after the fact. If you wanted to pre-order Clarity Now, I should tell you about Clarity Now, is the handbook. Let me give you the offer first. It's if you wanted to pre-order the book, I was offering a half an hour of phone support, which is clarity work or tweaking of anything you did on your own, or questions, answers, whatever. So that's a free gift to your listeners if they're interested in that. Just be in touch with me and let me know. So Clarity Now is the result of, well, many years of clarity work for one thing, but what I did was at some point move from or convert the one-on-one clarity session to a workshop format. So I've been leading workshops. There's one coming up in July, actually. I can tell people about that too. Been leading these workshops for many years, and at some point I realized, gosh, it'd be great if people could have a little a handbook, you know, carry around workshops. So that's what I did. I turned the workshop into a book, so that if you have the book, you don't need me anymore, basically. And it gives you the method. I have created a method of a successful method, you know, tried and true method for getting clear. And they really are simple steps. That's the subtitle of the book, Simple Steps to Your Perfectly Clear Answer. So they really are simple steps. And And then there's troubleshooting. If, you know, if you don't quite get this, then try that. And then the 13 ways to be clear now. So that all, it's packed. I mean, the book is packed with a lot of good information and guaranteed clarity, basically.
Now, you probably haven't studied Scientology, right?
Scientology, no. Science of mind,
They talk about being clear, but they may never produce somebody who's totally clear. You just keep going session after session after session.
Interesting.
And it gets costlier and costlier and costlier as you go along.
Oh, dear.
Okay, we have time to squeeze in one or more phone calls here at 617-552-4686, 617-552-4686. I'm surprised people haven't called and talked about their experiences of being under the influence, let's say, of their environment or other people. A lot of people are, stuck with people they wouldn't go home with, you know, in offices and work environments and whatnot. I don't know if I again have a question here about that, but how does one survive in a cubicle there's all kinds of people floating around with jealousies or
anger? I know. It's a jungle out there.
It's a jungle out there is what
really
I'm trying to say.
It's a jungle out there. And it's so true. And that's why, I mean, mostly for fun, if you all could see Victor's table here right now, I have completely covered it with good energy, basically. All these beautiful, I don't even claim ownership of these. This is nature that spoke to me and said, point the camera here, and I did. And what comes out of that is, you can find on Love's Freeway, I make cards and calendars and so on. But so the table is spread with all of these. And as I said there, and not just mine, these are not just pretty pictures. These are energy treatments. So if you surround yourself with good energy, no matter what's coming at you, you're getting a cleansing. You know, you're getting energy. These things, nature. Well, go walk around. Go walk on the earth, take your shoes off and walk on the earth for 5 minutes. I mean, we are getting blessed and gifted with so much wealth of beauty and of munificence. I mean, the natural world is just such a marvel to me. I mean, I'm speechless. I mean, look at me, I'm speechless, and I'm a writer and a storyteller. But
and a radio personality. And right now.
Yeah. So surround yourself with good energy. Eat things that are going to nourish you. And you know, if you eat junk, you're gonna be junk. So the energy in and the energy coming in and the energy around you is going to make a huge difference if you choose energy that is uplifting and feeding you versus detracting and draining you.
Now, we haven't talked about Reiki. What level Reiki master are you?
Reiki master is the level, actually.
It's the highest level.
So level 3 master. So I'm not a master teacher. I don't teach. That's the only part that I didn't do. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much for expanding our awareness regarding clarity work. And if you want to talk to Catherine off the air, if you're too darn shy to call up on live radio, give her a call on the other line at 617-552-3511. 617-552-3511. Is there anything more you want to say in closing that maybe we haven't thought of and you haven't had the time?
Well, I wanted to just mention the two classes coming up, Tell Your Story on June 11th and an energy clearing workshop on starting July 8th. Those are both through Brookline Adult Ed. You can call them or find that online. And just to emphasize that this is, that it's really easy to be clear and to stay clear, as long as you realize that, as we were saying, it's a jungle out there, that it's an ongoing practice and not a one-time thing. And it's not to be overwhelmed by that. It's just to say, do your homework, do your housework, I should say, and all will be well.
Okay, thank you once again.
Thank you, Victor.
And you are tuned to 90.3 WZBC in Newton. And we are going to make sounds of dissent in a moment. And this is Inaguma again, and this is called Shamanic Dream 2. Oh, I forgot to say, join me again next week for Lucid Sounds, beginning at 7, sometimes early, sometimes a little bit late, for music in the ambient vein and spiritual music, and sometimes I put in some Native American music, space music and such, and 9:30, the astrology report comes your way, and expanding awareness comes your way at 10 regarding interviews regarding the paranormal, holistic health, or environmental topics. And if you know somebody who would make a good program, or maybe you yourself want to be represented, you could always send me an email at expandingawareness@yahoo.com. Very simple, expandingawareness@yahoo.com. And enjoy your dreams, folks. Okay, Catherine is still taking your calls at 617-552-3511, 617-552-3511, And if you weren't able to get through, this may be a good call to, good time to call right about now.
Thank you.